Take a motion. I'll entertain a motion to go back into the normal.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Ruzick?
So I am very excited to make this motion tonight. I'm going to have some comments afterwards, but let's go ahead and take the motion, make the motion and take a vote. I move to select Structure Development LLC as the purchaser and developer of the village-owned development sites within the Metro Triangle and direct staff to negotiate a real estate purchase and master redevelopment agreement with Structure Development LLC.
Second.
Any comments prior to the vote?
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Ruzick?
So we started this process back in February, and we were successful in that we had several responses to the RFQ. We ended up with two quality developers, and we are very fortunate to have had those proposals before us. I'm very excited. Structured Development offers a lot of development experience. They're going to be able to complete the triangle and the project, I think, with minimal incentives from the village. And our consultant, S.B. Friedman, has analyzed the project as well. And it was, in addition, it was their recommendation that we proceed with them. So for those reasons, I'm very excited to take this vote tonight.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Motion carries 6-0.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
Just a housekeeping matter. I know that there's a scheduled meeting for Wednesday for our final budget meeting. In talking with staff, we received an email this morning that was only one proposed budget amendment to be discussed Wednesday night, and staff had suggested that we deal with that at tonight's board meeting, since it was only going to be a consensus vote and not final action taken, because the final action wouldn't be taken until the budget's approved. My understanding is that staff and or the trustees themselves polled the board to find out that that particular budget amendment does not have the votes to carry. So I was hoping we can get that resolved tonight. Now I understand that Trustee Dodge, who has missed more meetings this year than he's attended, wants to bring up some other issues that we've already discussed at previous budget meetings. I just object on the record to have us, in one of the busiest weeks of the year for us, have to attend another meeting for him to readdress or relitigate issues that have already been discussed in budget. And I wanted to make that objection for the record.
So noted, but the meeting's been on our calendar for a while, so we'll have the meeting Wednesday night. Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Calandrello.
I just want to thank staff and the committee for working very hard to do this. I know it's a tough process that we're halfway through, I guess. We picked a dance partner, now it's time to dance. So I want to appreciate all your hard work. You know, we started with, not me because I wasn't here, but we started with the train station, 9750, University of Chicago, now Structure, and now I think it's going to be a great seed and a great foundation for a great triangle project. So I just want to thank you, staff, Carrie, Joe, everyone, the members of the committee. I'm going to forget people, but I just want to thank everyone. I know Carol worked, Trustee Ruzick worked very hard on this, the mayor, Trustee Dodge, and everyone, and all the trustees. So we picked a partner, and let's start dancing. Thanks.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Guerra.
I would like to add to what Trustee Calandrello just said. It's been a long ride. You know, who could have foreseen what would happen in 2008, where we all got, the whole plan got derailed from its original partner that we had back then. Now I'm excited. We all took a field trip, went down, saw new city development in the city. God only could imagine what it was before Structured went in there and revitalized that whole area. It's a beautiful development, and the board took field trips down there, so that, as we did with other bidders, and I'm real excited. I think it's going to be a perfect fit.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
I just want to thank staff also for all their hard work, and I hope Structure takes some of the suggestions that we've received from some of our residents and some of the board members. where concentrate more on mom and pop, more on entertainment, and less on more rental space for housing. So I've always had a vision for down there of the mom and pop shops down there, so people can go have a place to go in the warm summer evening, or even a cool fall night, or even for holiday decorations down there. All our poles are ready for music.
Where so, everybody knows your name?
Yeah. And, of course, for the market that's down there, too. But I think that's what the people are really looking forward to, and I know your proposal incorporated a lot of those amenities and things like that. So looking forward to working with you, and I also was on the field trip downtown. So. He was nodding his head.
Orland Park, right? You grew up at Orland Park, right?
Got married here.
Family.
Any other comments from the board? All right, so I'll close with a few comments. So, and just to give, you know, because I know we have residents here that are concerned as well, and about what's being selected, and it'll all be publicly available. There are at least four different designs shown to the public, and you know, what we have there now is a 9750, the parking garage and medical center. Which, you know, looks a bit different, but that's because the market determines the plan and we're not developers. That's not a bad thing. That's how we need to drive things as the marketplace. You know, we've spent a lot of money down there. We have some good infrastructure, but to date, you know, we're about $75 million in the hole down there, but that's a sunk cost, and a lot of it's for the infrastructure that's there. We're not going to get it back. We shouldn't be trying to get it back. What we should be trying to do is looking forward to make sure we have a really good project. And we need to make sure that it's successful. To me, success is defined as a unique and interesting project that all the residents of Orland Park enjoy, not just those people that are in newly constructed apartments in and around the TIF district. So it's got to be something for all the residents, to Trustee Fenton's point. I really want to commend the board for going out for an RFP to allow developers to provide a proposal for all of the remaining property. I think that was the right thing to do, and it's a departure from the past, and I'm parceling it out piece by piece, so I think that was a good thing to do. I've learned a couple things through this process that I didn't know, and residents should be aware of some of these things that we learned. U of C is a great add to Orland Park, love it. They've been great to Orland Park, but they do have the right to refuse medical office space down there, so it does tie the hands of Jeff and his team a little bit. This development is not gonna look like the drawings you've seen in the past. They're gonna look more like the drawings that are done now. So it's not, don't assume it's gonna look like something you've seen previously, because this is a new development based on the current market conditions. The restaurant pads under the garage, I don't think are going to be restaurants. They'll probably be something else. So don't expect that either. So those are, you know, a couple things that we've learned through the process. But I'm really happy to support the developer. But I will say, Jeff, I do have a couple of reservations. Your plan's going to be modified. All developments are. So I understand this. I do want to ensure that some of the key elements remain, and to ensure that this project is something that the existing Orland Park residents enjoy. So we'll make sure that in the master development agreement, it includes stipulations on the mixed use requirement. So it's not just apartments, not just, you know, box retail, to Trustee Fenton's point, and that those are met prior to taking control of the property. In that case, if that's in that master development agreement, I'll be very happy to support it. I am thrilled that the board agreed to go through this process, and that we have made a decision, and this process will move forward. In a few years, we'll see, in less than a few years, we'll see construction going on there, and in 3 to 4 years, we'll see completion down there, which will be fantastic. I'm committed to making this project, helping make this project successful, and again, success to me is defined as I defined it previously. So thanks to everyone for a good night. It's not as long as we've had in the past, and still getting out of here at a reasonable hour. So with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion adjourned.
Do you take these or do you want me to?
I will take them.
Okay.